Strong back, soft front. This meditation is based on the work of Roshi Joan Halifax and also in an article on a podcast by Bev Janish. So welcome to this meditation. Joan Halifax explains that having a strong back and a soft front is about the relationship between equanimity and compassion. We need a strong back in order to maintain an open heart and a soft front. So find a comfortable position. Take a moment to have a posture that's relatively relaxed but also upright. Your eyes may be closed, or you can keep them slightly open. And simply be aware of the breath moving in and out of the body. If it helps, feel free to take a couple of nice deep breaths. And just notice the inflow and the outflow of each breath. Allow the breath to breathe itself. Without changing or forcing anything, just noticing. And as we sit, let the concept of a strong back and a soft front really sink into your being. What does it mean to you to have a strong back and soft front? It can mean many different things depending on what's going on in our lives. When we think about a strong back, we may think about having a backbone and being able to set healthy boundaries. Boundaries that enable us to keep our hearts open because we're finding a balance between caring for ourselves and caring for others. See if you can allow the mind to settle in its own time and own way. Allow the self to fully inhabit the body and shift awareness away from mind and thoughts into your body. It may help to feel your feet on the ground, your seat in the chair, your arms and hands resting easily, your head balanced over your shoulders. Notice how you have a strong back, a spine that enables you to move and be flexible, at the same time giving you a structure and support for the rest of your body. This represents our ability to have composure, especially in difficult situations, to have a calm mind and emotional stability, to be rooted and grounded with who we are. It means we're cultivating an ability to maintain a calm mind with emotional and mental stability. In other words, equanimity. It enables us to be grounded, rooted, and strong while remaining flexible, adaptable, and open to change. Strong back. I invite you to rest in awareness of this strength of composure and stability of a strong back for a few moments. Bring awareness now to our strong, rather to our soft front that houses our heart and lungs and digestion, all our vital organs. Notice how our strong back enables us to maintain a soft front. With an acceptance of things as they are, our soft front enables us to be open to life as it is, without resisting or closing our hearts. So many times we walk through life with a soft back, very little stability, and a closed heart. This practice helps us to cultivate compassion and equanimity and balance during difficult times, and to maintain that open, compassionate, soft heart and that soft front. Just notice how your breathing is now, in and out. Your chest rises and falls over your heart area. Allow yourself to fully experience your heart and what it means to maintain a soft, open heart. And if it helps, you may imagine breathing right into the heart area, strengthening and nourishing on each in-breath. Soft front, strong back. Now rediscover your breath as it moves in and out of the body and supports a strong back and soft front. And in the last moment or so of the experience, allow yourself to fully embody this experience of a soft front and strong back. Thank you for joining me today in this meditation of strong back, soft front. Wishing you well, and thank you for your practice.